Evo Morales, ladies and gentlemen, has just been offered a contract to play professional soccer in Bolivia's First Division Championship. He's 54, so a little old for a pro, and it's not every day that a president, no matter what age, plays pro in any sport. But this isn't totally out of the blue for President Morales.
Evo Morales is known as an absolute football fanatic. He's also known to play a little bit. And he played a very high-profile game a few years ago, right up the top of a mountain to prove that football can be played at altitude.
That's reporter Tim Vickery, who covers South American soccer, or football as they call it over at the BBC. Vickery thinks this is probably no more than a publicity stunt for the team that Morales will be playing for. That team is called Sport Boys Warnes. Its president, Mario Kronenbold, spoke to the BBC's NewsHour, and he was asked point blank if this is in fact a PR gimmick.
On the one hand, yes, for our club it is. On the other hand, we're fulfilling a dream of our president, who loves football and who has never stopped playing. And he's playing well. He plays good passes, has great control of the ball, and a strong shot with his right foot.
Just imagine the possibilities. Our friends at BBC Mundo did. Okay, let's not get carried away. Kronenbold says he's not expecting Morales to win his team the national title. He also points out that Morales is signing a contract with Sport Boys only because he has to comply with the rules of employment for anyone playing for a professional soccer team in Bolivia. But he's only going to be making minimum wage, which in Bolivia is the equivalent of about $215 a month. As we heard earlier, Evo Morales has played high-profile games before, usually friendly games, but some have gotten ugly, including one where police reportedly tried to arrest an opposing team player after he committed a particularly bad foul against the president. Kronenbold says when Morales plays for his team, things will be different.
Well, the president won't enter the pitch with his presidential sash. He will enter as a regular player. He will have to be marked, and if he gets fouled, he will have to recover. We don't want the presidential title to have any influence on the pitch.
Good luck with that. Sport Boys Warnes is not one of Bolivia's top soccer teams. It's just 9th out of 12 this season. And no one is expecting Morales to line up for every game. Kronenbold says he'll play just a handful of matches whenever his busy schedule allows. And each time, he'll play only 15 or 20 minutes, which does make you wonder, what's the point? Publicity for the team, yes, but what's in it for Morales? Did I mention he's up for re-election later this year? Tim Vickery points out that Sport Boys is based in Bolivia's lowlands region, where Morales could use a popularity boost.
His stronghold is much more the highland areas of Bolivia, so currying a little bit of favor in the lowland areas might do him some good electoral success.
President Evo Morales has a few more months to get in shape for his new gig, or gigs. The next soccer season in Bolivia starts in August, and the presidential election is scheduled for October. For The World, this is William Troop.